Great to see many, many support systems popping up all over the place for those living in our community with a disability. One that's been running in New England for the last couple of years is making its way to the Hunter. It is called the Connections Program. And talking with us from Challenge Disability Service, Maxine Smith. Good morning, Maxine. Now, very exciting this program is heading to the Hunter. Can you tell us firstly what the Connections Program is all about?
Thanks, Mark. So our Connections program is there for people that are around about 18 years to 35 years that want to be more involved and more active within their community. So the whole aim is rather than it all be at a centre, that we're actually involving those guys with their community so they form friendships with other community members. And that at the end of the day, or the end of that program, they feel like they've achieved something or grown in some way. So that's the whole aim.
I love the idea about this sort of helping people in their communities, because we have to feel connected to the community that we all live in, and this is going to help those folks do that. What are some of the benefits that this program is going to provide for people living with a disability, Maxine?
So number one is about the forming of friendships. So they're meeting other like-minded and like-interested people. The other thing is that there's that health and fitness factor, or it might be that they want to learn more, be more independent in their home. So learning how to cook, learning about budgeting, learning what items to be choosing down the street. And so it's that got that real skill, something that at the end of it that you'll come away with going, okay, you know, where to put things in the fridge, just for something as simple as that, or how to turn on an oven, how to work the washing machine, all of that basic stuff that we all take for granted.
Sometimes we sort of think of when we need to help people, we think of the big, you know, life-changing moments and things, but it's good to get back at those very simple things, those day-to-day things that, like you said, most of us take for granted on a day-to-day basis.
That's exactly right. So even just being able to, somebody wants a job but they don't understand the process, or they've never been in an interview before. So what we do there is help them with that application, that resume. And then also, let's go down the street and have a look at what type of outfit you'd wear for that day. Go through an interview, a fake interview, so give them the questions. So then that when they go into an actual real interview, they aren't nervous or they don't get lost and they don't forget where they are and what questions they're asking. So just that step by step, so at the end they go away and they go, wow, this is where I am today.
Maxine, can you have one of those people come and have a look at my wardrobe? Because I struggle with outfits on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, we have a fantastic marketing team that would be more than happy to pop over and help you out.
Excellent. Thanks for that. So I'm guessing there are other benefits as well for people beyond the folks living with disability, like that they can become more empowered in their community as well?
They certainly can. So the whole aim is that our job is not to actually do the job, it's actually to support a person to actually form that relationship. So our aim is that none of the programs are based at a centre. We're utilising other community facilities. So when they walk in there, they're already, that first moment, they're meeting somebody that's part of their community already. So we want it, so when we're not around, they've got other people they can engage with and form friendships with and have networks. And that's really, really important to Challenge Disability Services.
Maxine, love the sound of this. You've got an open day coming up soon. Can you tell us about that quickly?
We certainly have, and we're encouraging everybody to come along. So it's a trial day. It's on next Wednesday at my place at Charlestown Square. So we're going to have some programs running, a cooking program. We actually have a personal trainer that's actually involved with Challenge Disability Services that's also going to be there. We're going to do some programs, and we want people to come along, have a look, maybe sign up and have a bit of a trial with us, and experience how much fun and how much learning they can have at Challenge Disability Services.
Maxine, the Connections program sounds pretty good. Keep up the good work you are doing there, Maxine. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the call today.
It is Maxine Smith from Challenge Disability Services. The Connection program sounds pretty good, doesn't it?